Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We ask for insight. We ask for understanding. The Lord, by the preaching of your word, foolishness will be out of our lives. By the preaching of your word, wisdom will enter us. In the name of Jesus, the entrance of your word giveth light and gives understanding to the simple. Lord, we pray that let your word heal us this morning, and let your word have a free course in our lives, that will be called children who are wiser. David said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. May we have such understanding in our lives. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving, and everybody shout a bigger amen. Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Oh, you're clapping. Every praise is to our God. It's the 10th month of the year. It's the 10th month of the year. Come on. Every praise is to our God. Hey, the people here, I can't see that. Come on. Oh, to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every prayer, still I go.
Sing hallelujah, it's to our God.
Oh.
Glory, hallelujah, with one accord.
Every prayer, it's to our God. Every prayer,
every
prayer,
to our God.
Oh, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, every praise, every praise.
Every praise,
grace is killing it. Come on. Every word of worship with one
accord.
Every praise, every praise, every praise to our God.
God, my Savior. God, my healer.
God is your healer.
God, my deliverer.
God is your deliverer.
Yes, he is. God my healer, God my deliverer.
Yes, he is. I can hear you.
Yes, he is. God my savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship.
With one accord, every praise,
every praise,
is to our God.
Show me your kotoje.
This is my kotoje.
Show me your kotoje. Hey, where is your kotoje? Kotoje, kotoje, kotoje.
Kotoje.
Obi Antubi, wait here.
portal.
Where they are local, Obia.
Catch him up.
Obia to me, Obia to me.
In a back house.
Ah. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, you're right. Obia to me, Obia, how sunny, huh? It is very low.
Ah, ah.
Oh, Becca said, Iradie, Iradie, Iradie. Hey, hey,
hey.
It is a great thing to serve the Lord.
It is a great thing to serve.
I can feel it here. I can feel it here. To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, walk in the light. Great thing. Yeah, those here are killing it. Come on. To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, walk in the light. Come on, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Oh, walk. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, ah, ah.
In the light of God. Oh, walk, 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 walk.
Walk in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walk. Walk in the light. Oh, walk.
Walking in the light. Walking.
We are coming to pray.
Oh, pray, oh, pray.
Hey,
pray.
Hey,
fire.
Hey,
fire.
Hey. Hallelujah. But it's a blessing. Put your hands together for the Lord once again. What a blessing it is to serve God with your life as a young person. There is nothing more important than serving God. Today I'm preaching for 7 minutes and then you can make friends and go home. Hallelujah. In the evening we have convention. How many of you were around for the convention? Too beautiful and powerful. So tonight we are continuing. So I'm preaching for a very short time. And then we'll have communion. Put your hands together for the Lord. We'll have communion. Yeah. Those of you came during the prayer time, I was telling you that as you grow up in life, you will discover that there are many doors. Do you understand? There are many doors, and not all those doors have keys. Ideally, every door must have a key, but there are some of the doors, and the doors have been closed, but there are no keys. The only key that can open such doors is what we call prayer. Put your hands together for the Lord. Yeah. So, this morning, you take communion, and I'll pray for everybody. I'll pour oil on you and pray for you. Yeah, one of the things we prayed for during the opening prayer, that scripture, look for it for me, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1 and 2. It was a very good prayer that when you go home, be pray. Be attentive. Before you see, now I've put the microphone down, I've closed. All right, so it said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Verse 2, I've been prophesying for screen and now screen have come. He said, and that we may be delivered. How many of you want to be delivered? When we say you are delivered, or when they say deliverance, it means that you have been freed from a potential danger or harm. Why are you not clapping? Yeah. Somebody came to save you from a risk. Do you understand? Something that will harm your life. So Paul said that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. So there are people like unreasonable men. These are men who cannot reason with. There are people like unreasonable men. Do you understand? There are people like unreasonable men. And there are people like wicked men who don't want you to do well. Do you understand? A man that will hold your breast is a wicked man. Oh, I'm not preaching well. I'm not in my own. Wendy, I should let you come and preach. Yeah. A man that will press your breast and press your buttocks, Grace, is a wicked man. Yeah.
A teacher that will kiss you. A teacher that will kiss you. They tell that if he kiss you, mouse will enter your head. He's a wicked man. He's a wicked teacher. Hallelujah. So they are unreasonable people are people you cannot reason with. So these are people, they are the people they call to do demonstration. How many of you, when you watch, you see that some people have gone to do demonstration. The MD, they don't do, those people, they don't do demonstration, though. But our people that, they pay them 700 Ghana cedis, you know. No, no, no. And when they go for the month, all they say is, no, no, we don't go sit down, make them cheat we. More kid they work, then you see them holding placard. Those people, when you check their salary, 700 cedis, 50 pesos, they don't pay them much. So they are the people that they call to go and shout on the street and wear red. Do you understand? So those people, you cannot reason with them. I'm not preaching well. Yeah. And unreasonable men. And the last pastor that he said, for all men have not faith. For all men have not faith. For all men. Not every man have faith. This thing is supposed to be a camp. But I'll preach it. Say amen. Yeah. And today, by the grace of God, I'm going to close my chapter on can't you do just a little bit more? Can't you? Oh, I thought the people here are encouraging me, but can't you do just a little bit more? Hallelujah. And over the weeks, I've been attempting to explain to you that, look, the little you contribute can go a long way. I said the word, the little you contribute can make a great difference. Do not think that you are insignificant. You are important. You matter. Your contribution is very important. Salt will look very insignificant, but its effect in the stew is big. Yes. You are very important too. As you are sitting, if you like, today, when we close, don't go home. You see, it will be a news. Your mother cannot sleep. You see how your mother has been saying that, oh dear, oh, brat boy, and now they be insulting you. Yeah, if like today, don't go, close, don't go home. You see, right? You'll be in the graphic. You'll be important, front page, missing child. They'll post you all around. Nobody knows you, but everybody will know you, your age, the dress you wore from the house. Languages you can speak, everything about you. Missing child, and they say anybody who can find you should send you to the nearest police station and they'll give the person 500,000 Ghana cedis. Hey, see how important you are. So don't let anybody make you feel that you are not. How do you come to our church with this type of sitting down? But I thank God that, look, everybody's important. And don't let any OWOP teacher tells you that you are blockheaded. No. Don't let anybody make you feel you are stupid. Sometimes people can make you feel stupid, though. Oh, yes. Some people have this presence like, what are you looking for here? Human beings have gathered. Why are you here? Do you understand? They don't say anything about just the way they have gathered. Because you used to get 16%, 18%, 16%. So when those people who get 100%, 85% gather, and you go among them, it will look like, can we not use your school fees to buy charcoal so that you'll be selling and make profit? But you are important in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said, and listen, I graciously understand and I appreciate everyone's contribution in this church. Put your hands together for yourself. Yeah. Your presence alone in the church tells me that you are important. You are important to me. Say amen. Yeah. You are important to me. I don't preach to adults. I preach to children about children to themselves, about adult to adult about themselves. Even this, you don't understand. But this morning, for a very short time, I am preaching on little things. Right? The topic well. So that, and I also want to tell you that we are on podcast now. We are on podcast. Yeah. So you can subscribe. You can this preaching, before you get home, it will be on our podcast. Yeah, and our technical people, they are doing well. Put your hands together for Yima and his team. Last week, Eugene went to tempt him, so he didn't record the message well. Eugene, come out from that room. Come out from the control room. Don't be there again. I've said, from today, don't enter that room again. Every witchcraft spirit, we cancel it in Jesus' name. The Banutio. Hey, my name is Tio. Oh, this is why my church. Little things that will destroy you. There are little things you do that will help you. But these are little things that will destroy you. There are things you never think that. Give me 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 23. There are little things that you do that you don't think, Apeti, that you don't think that these things and they can spoil you. Amen. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children. Everybody say little children. You see, the Bible doesn't make mistakes. For the Bible to say little children, Bible is sure of the people he's talking about. Little children out of the city, and they mocked him. This was Elijah. Little children, they were mocking the pastor. Yes. And they said to him, go up, thou bowed head. You seem prophet. Is a pimpim as pa, and you are laughing at the prophet. Those of you have been laughing at pastors. If you are watching TV, say oh, this pastor is using juju. Have you seen juju before? Have you seen juju? Have you gone to Malam before? If you see juju, will you know this is juju? A certain pastor is preaching, then English is not good, and you are laughing because you are the one who passed your comprehension subject. So you know English more than the pastor. Last week, your mother said some English be in the house. Hey! So laughter. Meanwhile, she is the one who pays your fees. Amen. So these are little children thinking that they are just doing something little. But look at what happened in verse 24. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. Hey! Prophet, it's not everybody that you just laugh at. He cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the wood, and there 42 children of them. 42 children. 42 children. They were following the pastor. You're a pimpim aspa. And they were following him. 42 children. A bear came to eat all of them. Yeah, bear. So be careful who you laugh at. You will think it's something little, but it's something great that can destroy you. From today, be careful of what you say. And sometimes you do something bad with somebody, but nothing happens to the other person. But something will happen to you. You all go to wedding. You go and eat at the wedding. The following day, one of you poop. Hallelujah. So little things that will spoil you. Number one, a little sleep. I will explain it. Don't worry, I'm the one preaching. I will explain it. Everybody say a little sleep. Say a little sleep. Proverbs 24, verse 33. A little sleep. Listen, if you like sleeping, look at me. Today I'm advising you based on the word of God. Proverbs 24, verse what? Verse 33. Listen, look at it. He said, yet a little. I think I should remove my suit so that I'll feel free. Or, because I want the suit so that you know that I have suit. Because I've not been wearing suit for some time, you think I don't have suit. So you are making, we don't remove suit like this. You are making contribution to buy me suit. I don't want suit. Nobody should buy me suit. Don't go and say that.
Since we've been coming to the church, we've not been seeing Reverend wearing suit.
I have suit. I have different colors. Next week, I can wear red suit. Yeah.
Yet, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little, have you seen the little? A little folding of hands to sleep. 34, sorry. Next one. What will happen when you a little sleep and all these things can, what will happen? Screen me there, human dear. So shall what? Let's read it. Everybody read it. So shall what? I can't hear you. So shall what? How many of you want to be rich? How many of you want, you seriously want to be rich? Let me tell you. Poverty is not a sign of Christianity. Maybe this statement, when you grow up, you understand. Poverty, if you are poor, it's not a sign that you go to heaven. Don't let anybody deceive you that if you have money, you go to hell. No. They are rich. God is rich. But when you sleep, when you are supposed to be studying, do you understand? When you sleep, when they are teaching maths, as the teacher is teaching social studies, you are just going like this. Bible says that so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. The people who run the world, they don't sleep. Look, this thing, the earlier you know this thing, the better your life will be. Firstly, the people who pass the exams in their class, the people who top and get 10 ones, they don't sleep at 8 o'clock. They don't sleep at 8 p.m. and wake up the following morning, 8 p.m. No. You can ask them what they do. Yes. The people who have money in this world, they don't sleep. You said, doctor says you should sleep 8 hours a day. They told you that if you sleep 8 hours a day, your liver will function well and your kidney will produce a lot of urine. Congratulations. You want to be in good health. But the time you are dying, you would have slept one fourth of your life away. Yeah. Is it one third? One third. You'd have slept one third of your life away. Yeah. 3 times 8 is what? 24. 24 hours. So when we divide 24 hours into 3, you are using 1 to sleep. Because doctor told you that sleep how many hours? 8 hours. Some of you have converted yourself to become fouls. Yeah. But the time Peace FM is giving you 6, you've gone for your smelling cloth. You've wrapped it around you already. Where you sleep, full of heat. We those that we sleep in AC, but we don't sleep at it. We those who sleep in AC. Look at your room. There's no fan. The place is like oven. Remaining small, you'll be cooked. But you like sleeping. From today, listen, from today, go back to verse 33. Bible says what? A little sleep. And some of you, when you sleep and you wake up, then as if you are summarizing the sleep, then you squeeze yourself. Hey, your mattress is like this. You squeeze yourself in the corner here, like it's like nobody should touch you. How many of you understand what I'm explaining? Yeah. And then you tell your mother, you wake up, but when they call, you say you are praying. How many of you know this type of prayer? How many of you know this type of prayer? The air is entry. The Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. When you wake up, saliva is coming from your mouth. One day, a certain guy said he slept. When he slept, he dreamt that he was laying eggs. He said he was doing what? He was doing what? So, and the egg, he didn't lay one egg. He kept laying the eggs. And it's not like midnight sleep. This type of 6 o'clock, you wake up and this type of prayer, you see how you put your elbow there, your buttocks will protrude, the air will be coming in. Around that time was when he felt he was laying eggs. Human being, but he was laying eggs. Brothers and sisters, when he woke up, he has poo-poo on the bed. Those were the eggs he was laying. Some of you that you wee-wee in bed, it's because you dreamt you were wee-wee outside. How many of it has happened to you before? Recently, you wee-wee in bed. You felt you were wee-wee outside. When you woke up, you said the whole place. Oh! A little sleep. Tell your neighbor, a little sleep. Listen. A lot of sleep. Yes, look, I'm a medical doctor by profession. So when I know what it means to sleep. Rest is very good. But if you say you are going to follow rest, every day you are resting. Every day you are resting, you will be poor. A little sleep, a little slumber. Sometimes just a little slumber in class, you miss a certain word the teacher has said. And that is the reason you couldn't understand monocotyledonous plant up to today. Because You were donkey. Are you still here? A little folding of the hands to sleep. If you are a lady here and you sleep and you wake up after six, you are not serious. I'm the pastor. If I know you wake up after six and a certain boy say he wants to marry you, me, I'll tell the boy, shouldn't marry you. Yeah. If you are a girl, never sleep and let the sun come out on you. No. No! It's a bad behavior. You sleep and then you wake up. Those type of things, when you wake up, then you become basa. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Some of you, when you sleep, they can package you and travel with you, but you won't wake up. Yeah. How many of you were here during the camplet? When we're coming for the camplet? Kofi Echampo. The father said, oh, hey, you let him come. As for Kofi there, when it's 7 o'clock, then Kofi eyes closed. I said, oh, 7 o'clock, Kofi eyes closed. How? And I said, no, I'm the pastor. I'm the one going to preach. Seven, I said, you bring him. If he's asleep, I'll give him mattress. I started preaching at 8. The guy wasn't asleep. 7, the father said 7, he sleep, oh, but I started preaching at 8. When I was putting the microphone down, it was 2 a.m. Kofi's eyes were on like this. Some of you, your parents have spot you. And I'm me buying your pet chicken. Hey! Me buying the deep beans, the pen or titan. And your parents have made you believe that, hey, my son doesn't eat apple. Hey, now open your apple when you eat. My son doesn't drink coconut juice. But some of you know that this thing your mother is saying is a lie. It's a lie. Then me ban on di watch it. Or di watch it pena him say bibi ya yen. And to umpe watch it. How don't you eat watch it? But you eat rice separately, you eat beans separately. But you don't eat watch it. Me ban on di umpe is you. Onu musu. Onu musu pena ni te paidu. And some of you are standing and say, my way, dear. But you can't say it because if you did, you'll be shivering in some way. Hallelujah. A little sleep, a little slumber. So let me tell you, sleeping, okay? Sleep, extra sleeping can spoil your life. The next one, a little disobedience. Write it. Today I'll finish it. A little what? Disobedience. How will I preach and disobedience will not cut across? A little disobedience. Some of you think that by disrespecting your mother a little, you compare yourself with Ekria. You say, oh, Ekria, she has been insulting the mother, but as for me, if my mother talks, I just remove my hand like this, but I don't say anything. I just do like this. Let me tell you, a little disobedience to your mother, a little disobedience to your father, a little, everybody say a little. I'm not saying big, oh. You see, sometimes we advise you. Don't be disrespectful to your mother. You don't think it's important. Give me Proverbs 29, verse 1. When we advise you, and you say you won't collect, we advise you, say you won't collect, and this is what will happen. He that is often reproved hardeneth his neck. Do you know hardeneth his neck? When we talk to you, say you don't listen. When we talk to you, say you don't listen. Your mates are in school. When you are being often reproved and you harden your neck, Bible says, shall suddenly be destroyed and without remedy. Do you know suddenly be destroyed? When we say without remedy, it means there is no cure for you. There are diseases, there are no cures. Yeah. You don't know what is wrong with you, but you are not well. Hallelujah. Are you still here? A little disobedience. Your mother called you in front of your face. It's a little. But it can spoil you. Ekuya. Man, patcho me bo. That is a little disobedient. Oh, Ekuya. You can relate to this one. You don't say anything. Abrewa kra dio haji. Your mother is Abrewa. This your mother who is walking about. She's Abrewa. A little. So you tell yourself that, oh, Akwesi has been insulting the mother, but me, I don't insult my mother. I only say, Abrewa cry there, or her dream. Old lady. Old lady, we cry. Person, my cry, do. Some of you true to your parents, they can send you. Hey, the thing is here still, they'll call you to come and pick it up. Hey, something that is here, oh, that she can stand up and collect, oh. Frida, but they'll call you. Frida, ma! So, when you look at, say, ma, cry. Not the way, cry. Ma, why? Say, my boy, my sister, say, ha. A little disobedient. Frida, some has happened to you before. Sometimes I feel your parents, they want to worry you. Some of them, they genuinely and intentionally want to worry you. Yeah. Equia, yes, ma, brah. Where you are? Ma, I'm trying. Where you choose? Ma, I'm trying. Beji remote to Russell TV. She's holding the remote, too. She's giving the remote to, I say, Fako UTV, mami, why I see Omoye BB 1%, Michelle. She just want to worry you. But you see, all those things are to test your patience. Yeah, because one day you also do something to your. One day, your mother, your grandmother has done it to your mother. Now that she's doing it to you. So you to buy all means, for still buy all means, you do it to your daughter. Hey, now, Trey, my friend, you be a my mean chelek, and you're bulu bulu. Baby, as for grandmothers, when they call you, no insult to follow. You've not done anything over the normal things, actually. Before you frown your face, they've insulted you already. Oh my God, the gang language, even when they are saying I love you, it's like they are fighting with you. Miss Mumbo. It's like everything is false. Fanti is a romantic language, but as for Gandhi, Charlie, everything's like we must fight. What's the first point? A little what? The second point is what? A little disobedient. Next one. A little bad dressing. A little bad dressing. I should preach that. Why are you not clapping for the point? Why are you not clapping for the point? A little what? Bad dressing. Hey, let this boy wake up. Wake him up. And this one to wake him up. Look at it. He woke up, he's clapping. A little what? Bad dressing. When you walk in town, you see so many bad dresses. Last Saturday, Friday, during the convention, I saw a certain sister. She was dressed, and I asked a question that, is it that the material was finished? The material, no, and so, or the seamstress didn't finish sewing and you went for the dress? Hey, look, if you're a girl here, don't wear anything above your knee. If you have outgrown the dress, dash it to somebody. Give it to somebody. I mean, they like the dress. And the dress has become like handkerchief on you. That is how people rape people. That is how people rape people. We are buying t-shirts. You know that look. You have to wear extra, extra large. You come for medium. And then all your breast and everything will be showing. And you say you are serving the Lord. Which of the Lords are you serving? A little bad dressing. You have pierced your nose when earring is inside. You say it's fashion. If fashion is piercing the nose, may I forever remain naked? Listen to me, because you see, as you are growing up, don't laugh. As you are growing up, people start giving. It says, and some of you, I don't understand you. You said they brought you a dress from America, but the dress cannot go you. Still, you wear it because it's from America. And they say, we share. The way they're free to buy you. A little bad dressing. The way you are dressing, it makes us believe that you are a prostitute. Look for Proverbs chapter 7 verse 10 for me. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 10. I'll show you something over there. And the boys, we shouldn't see your boxes. Nobody, let me tell you, the thing is called underwear. It's called what? So we must not see your underwear. You shouldn't dress and we are seeing your panties. It's not like it's a neat pant. The pant is nice. It's dirty pant with holes in it. Holes. Proverbs 7 verse 10. Look at it. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot. Do you know an attire? A dress of a harlot. A harlot is a prostitute. Yes. A harlot. So there is a type of dressing that makes you into a prostitute. Yes. Look at how your school uniform is torn. If you go to school, your teacher has been seeing your panties. That's why your teacher has been touching your buttocks. Because you are showing him something he should see. Your skirt is short. If you bend down like this, no. If you bend down like this, no. If you bend down like this, no. We see everything. An attar of what? An attar of what? Of a harlot. So there is a way to dress. Instead of dressing like a prostitute, I mean, if you dress and come here and it's not good, oh, either I sack you to go and dress well, or I'll remove what you are wearing. Whether you are a boy, oh, you are a girl, oh, I'll remove it. Hey, me, I'm very wild, oh. I'm a very wild person. Look for Esther. Esther chapter 5. You don't know that there's a scripture like that in the Bible. Esther. Today there you will learn a lot of things. Esther chapter 5. And go to verse 1 for me. I'll show you a certain scripture there. It says, now, it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. Another name for dress is apparel or attar. So the first woman we read of in Proverbs chapter 7, she dressed like a prostitute. But this woman called Esther, she put on a royal apparel. You must dress like a queen. Dress well. As you think when you expose your ties, the boys will call you. It's a certain type of boys that will call you when you expose your ties. Only foolish boys will call you. Yeah. And some of you, those are the people you like to watch on TV. You have exposed your breast. Everybody is seeing it. And such people, they don't have shame. They don't have shame at all. Look, if your mother buys a certain dress for you, you know that this dress, don't wear it. It's my auntie who brought it from America. Ah, what is America? You must dress like Esther, who put on what? A royal apparel. Next one. A little lie. A little telling lies. A little what? Telling lies. So, it's not a big lie. Yeah, and those white type of lies are called white lies. Little lies. See that you've told that it's not a big lie, but it's a white lie. 1 Timothy 4 verse 2. White lies. Those of you tell lies. Something you haven't seen, you say you have seen it. Something you didn't hear, you say you have heard it. Lies. Daniel, you are feeling hot, Charlie. We have to put AC here. Yesterday, I went to catch the anointing center. They are safe church. Hey! AC fully nyanya. I said, what am I doing here? 1 Timothy 4:2. Speaking lies. Have you seen it? Speaking what? Lies. In hypocrisy. Speaking lies. Those of you who tell lies. Those of you who tell lies. Your teacher has not beaten you. You go and tell your mother at home that the teacher has beaten you. And your mother will wear black jeans. And go and insult the teacher in the school. Who slapped you? Oh, it's the BDT teacher. Follow me. And your mother will wear jeans and put cloth on it. But you know it's a lie. Yeah. You know it's a lie. Many of you tell lies. Let me tell you, when you tell lies, what will happen? Say that having your conscience seared with a hot iron. How many of you have scar on your body? Look at your body. If you have a scar, press the scar and see. Press on it. And see if it will pain you. Is it paining you? Yeah. If you tell lies for a long time, that's what will happen. You will now begin to believe your own lies. Yeah. There was a certain girl. She told a lie that her father wanted to have sex with her.
That story led to the father and the mother to divorce. The mother went to marry another man. Look, in that meeting, they asked the girl, are you sure your father wanted to? She said, yeah. In the midnight, my father came to remove my panties. Hey. She was explaining. The father was like, hey. Then the mother said, if you can sleep with her own daughter, then you can sleep with other people. The marriage is over. The lies you tell. Things you don't see, but you say you have seen it. The things you say. Let me tell you, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. If you tell the truth, then nobody will cut off your head. Learn to tell the truth. I'm telling you, it will save you from unnecessary stress. Yeah. Learn to tell the truth. Oh. Learn. Go for them, put on the TV. I don't want to put the scripture on it for me again. So put the scripture on it. The TV, that's why we bought it. The next one. What point are we going? Point number 5. A little watching of television. A little watching of television. Are you here? Are you here? How many of you sincerely you watch television, show by hands? You know that Charlie TV there. Every day you must put on the TV, otherwise you can't sleep. Put your hand up. You have to watch the TV before you sleep. If you are eating, you watch TV, you show by hands. If you go, you don't put your school bag down, but you put on TV, show by hands. No, I'm describing some people's condition. After that, you do that. Your school bag, you've not removed your dress, but you've put. Why do you watch cartoons? What do you get by watching cartoons? I have an announcement for you. Listen. All the things you watch on TV, they are not real. Including the news you watch. They are not real. Yes. Yes. If you waste your time watching TV, you will not do well in life. You watch movies. You watch whatever. Every day is your habit. All the things you see on TV, they are not real. Listen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, Bible says, for we see through a glass darkly, but then, face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall know, even also as I am known. Yeah. You see through a glass. Is it not a glass? Is this not a glass? It's a glass. Anything you see through a glass is dim. You don't see the right things. And you watch pornography. You watch bad movies on TV. Some of you, when your parents are asleep, midnight, you Nicodemously come and put the TV on. And you watch. You know some late night movies and the things they show. Go and watch. A little watching of television can destroy you. Say amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Next one. A little boyfriend or girlfriend. Amen. A little what? Boyfriend or girlfriend. Buffle. You are in classes. You have a girlfriend already. You are in class 5. You have 6 girlfriends. You are a girl in JHS 2. You have 8 boyfriends. 2 are in your school and the remaining 6 are in different schools. Including your boyfriend, your class teacher is part of your boyfriends. It will spoil you. Say amen. Yeah. You only have a boyfriend when you are ready to marry. When you are ready to do what? To marry. Not now. A little boyfriend. Boys are telling you, I love you. I love you, Sese.
How can you love him? Are you Jesus Christ? What type of love is that? And boys are telling you, take pictures of your breast and send to me on WhatsApp. Some of you are on WhatsApp group that they be posting pornography. Oh, let me preach. If next week I die, I die. God will know I've said it. Because I don't fear anybody here. And by the grace of God, nobody here can beat me. Nobody, even your father cannot beat me. Hallelujah. You have boyfriend. You have girlfriend. You told your friend that Akwesi is your boyfriend. Shamelessly. When they close school, this boy will put his hand around your waist and you are going home together. Everybody in the class know that you are almost married. It will destroy you. To destroy you. It will make you start having sex at an early age. Sex. That thing they make you think that is a good thing at your age. Sex. Be careful. Be careful a foolish boy doesn't break your virginity. Be careful. Yeah. If you don't stop those boyfriend, girlfriend, by the time you are 10, 18 years, you would have had 8 children. 8 children with 16 fathers. Yes. Be careful. Those of you, they say you don't mind. Around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you are not home. You are walking around in the area and boys are pressing your breast. Boys are pressing your buttocks and things. Be careful. Just be careful. Boys will text you, meet me here. Meet me here. These boys who cannot wash their boxes, they are asking you to meet them there. The way I mentioned Eugene's name, he will beat you. Have you seen Eugene with a girl? When you get to him, he will beat you. Now here, Eugene. When they beat you, don't come and report to me. You do it in Adole. You won't play with your sizes. Eugene, you even Janita sitting here is not saying Eugene. Oh, Eugene. You see some knock they will give you at home. I come and cry on me that Eugene has beaten you. You see what? I'll beat you on top. Have you seen Eugene with a girl before? Eh? Yeah, is Adole who is saying it? You a little telling of lies. Because I heard you saying Eugene. Yeah. Be careful with boys, so. Sisters, look, all of you sitting down here, girls, you can get pregnant. Yes. If you allow a man, a boy to sleep with you, if a boy sleep with you, you become pregnant, the best I can do is to come and do naming ceremony for you. And I'll come. And when they come, they'll serve me more. I'm a reverend. If I can, don't give me Sprite. They'll give me malt and meat pie. And they'll even package series. And I'll bring it to my son and I will drink to console ourselves. Stop it! I said stop it! Any boy who writes you a letter, the brightness of the weather has given me this opportunity to scribble you these few words of mine. Anytime I see you, my heart moves from the left to the right. Moves from the left to the right. You look like Hamatan Popo. Your lips are very pink. You are a very beautiful girl. You look like the sunshine. Sometimes you look like the moon. Comma, when I see you, I forget my mother's name. Full stop. I'll give you my heart and I'll use car battery. Foolish boys. And then you see the girl. Look at your face like chimpanzee. You are laughing. A little boyfriend will destroy you. Some of your boyfriend is the assemblyman. Because they call him honorable. Umpel size. Upe papano. Papano. A little boyfriend. Look, this time I'm stressing and I'll say it. I don't fear you. I'll say it. You come and sit down in this church as if you are angels who came from heaven this morning. But you are a very bad girl. 9 p.m. You are not home. You are outside the house. 9 p.m. Some of you sitting down here already, they've broken your virginity. Cry already. You come and stand in the choir. I don't wanna be a sacra. And I negra. You are a stony ground. You are a stony ground. I don't wanna be a roadside ground. You are a roadside ground. You don't want to be a roadside ground. Hallelujah. A little boyfriend. Look, whoever you say is your boy, assess the person well. Me, if I were a girl, I don't follow stupid boys. Come. You see this boy? Stand here. All your life, you said this boy is your boyfriend. I'll ask him 3 questions. Who buys your Pep student?
My father.
Pep student who? How much is Pep student? How much? 6 cedis. Who buys the Pep student?
My father.
Who pays your school fees?
My father.
This is your boyfriend, though. This is the boyfriend you can't sleep. If you hear his voice on phone, then you are dying. Divana, this is the boyfriend that you say you like. Mamiya, this is the boy. If you are going to bath, you wear slippers, bathroom slippers. Who buys it?
My father.
Sit down, our boyfriend, sit down. So you see that, Shelly, come. So this is our girlfriend. Shelly, come. Universal girlfriend. Shelly, come. You've seen this girl by the roadside. No, you can't sleep. They're so, hey, why are you happy? Ransford, why are you happy? Ransford, why are you happy? Who buys the soap you bath with?
My mother.
The soap she baths with is the mother. The slippers you wear, who buys it?
My mother.
This is the girlfriend you say you want to marry. Look at the hair, 2 centimeters. Look at the 2 centimeters. Charlie, sit down. Be careful. Look, at your age, you should rather concentrate on your education. I said you concentrate what? On your education. I have a lot of things to share with you, but it's time. I want to close so that we can go and get ready. I have a little bad habit. A little what? Bad habit. Like putting your hand in your nose. A little bad habit. Like scratching. A little bad habit like this. After doing this, then you do like this. Hey! A little bad habit like not bathing. Your armpit is smelling. You are a Christian soldier. You can join the army. Armies of the Lord. Marching everywhere. To the darkest corners of
this world.
The spirit
of the Lord is falling on the young ones. Who will go for him?
bad habits. You don't know how to eat with people on the table. You are used to rice. You use your hand. Now they are mwamwanda. What they wear now? Shimo say, you can't use cutlery set. Learn it. Learn how to use cutlery set. A little bad habit. You've gone out. You finish eating. You are using your hand to lick the bowl. Lick the bowl. Bad habit. You've gone to visit people. The first thing is to open their fridge. Oh. Bad habit. Bad habit. That one, if I start preaching, not now. A little bad habit can spoil you. Hey. Every day, a part of your body is itching. You have to scratch it. Hallelujah. Little things. Some little things can destroy you. Abstain from them. Abstain from them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Annette, come. Stand to your feet. Kezia, take the communion. And stand here.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.